With the temperature dipping below freezing, many local governments try to help the homeless find temporary shelter. This week, these so-called Code Blue programs have been cropping up all across South Jersey. WHYY's Joe Hernandez starts us off.
In Bridgeton, the Code Blue program is run completely by volunteers. Mayor Albert Kelly and faith-based leaders turn churches across the city into temporary warming centers for the homeless.
We open up one of the various churches. We have volunteers come to man the church, but also we have people who come to serve various meals to the clients. So we have a dinner, and in the morning we have a light breakfast available for them.
Bridgeton stepped up its Code Blue efforts after the 2013 death of a homeless man who was trying to find shelter from the cold. Kelly says the all-volunteer initiative helps unite the Cumberland County city.
It really has brought our city together. When you have a common enemy, it seems to bring people together. And the enemy is the cold weather and the lack of shelter. And so it's brought out the best in our city.
Salem County is developing a Code Blue program too, but like Bridgeton's, it'll be run completely outside of local government. In Camden County, Volunteers of America sends outreach teams out to help the homeless find resources. Program director Tanisha Marshall says it isn't always easy to convince a person to take help.
We usually go out and see if the individual want to come in. Usually on the first try, they don't. But if they're constantly going and checking on them, we can sway them into at least going to apply for services or coming in to get a shelter bed or a shower and cleaned up and, you know, warm clothing.
Cape May and Burlington counties have also issued Code Blues this week and have hotlines set up with information about shelters. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.